That was Jim Miller doing Alligator Man at a 1978 Known Only Locally concert for KAXE. I'm Christy Miller, and I've been a member since 1977, and with husband Jim Miller, Gary Brusty, and Miriam Tell, Known Only Locally played many benefit concerts through the decades. I strongly urge you to donate to this people-powered radio station. We absolutely must keep KAXE, KBXE going. That's all there is to it. Text DONATE to 218-326-1234 or go online to KAXE.org.
Thanks and good night.
Thank you. We'll see you at the Jack Klein Jamboree next Monday.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Well, the weather for today, as we look out, it's just a glorious, beautiful day. It's mostly sunny. High in the mid-40s, low tonight, mid-30s, winds light and variable or bearable. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 52, winds a little windier, south-southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. And lows in the mid-30s. It's going to be a nice next week. Well, this is Tom Daniel, your volunteer host on a program called Back Porch Harmony. And for the next 2 hours, I will be playing old country, old bluegrass, and a gospel or two. Called Back Porch Harmony, is it? That's what I like to call it. It happens to be the station's longest running program. And hello to all your listeners, and thanks for taking time out of your day to tune me in. And you know, you can go to archives if you can't listen to me or any other person that you may choose to listen on this station. And by the way, this program is ran every Sunday. We call it a rerun from 8 to 10 p.m. And if you like it that well, listen twice. That'd be fun. And I have a list of artists that I plan to play for the first hour. And that would be Boxcar Willie, Tony Rice, Steve and Amanda Wood, Lonesome River Band, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, Guy Clark, Ernest Tubb, Osborne Brothers, Merle Haggard, Patti Loveless, John Prine, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, Loretta, Dolly, and Tammy, Allison Krauss, Billy Bragg, and Joe Henry. Boy, if that doesn't get you in the mood for Back Porch Harmony, I don't know what does. Well, as you know, I do a featured artist every time, and there are some that I prefer or like better than others, and this old boy, he's great. His name was Liso Martin, but better known as Boxcar Willie. Born in 1931, passed at the young age of 67 in 1999. That was sad. He was an American country music singer and songwriter. He sang songs about freight trains and hobos and dressed the part. Some said he had a style like the immortal Jimmy Rogers, who wrote many, many hoboing songs. He was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, had his own theater in Branson, and traveled the world over. More information can be found about his career on Wikipedia. So let's give him a listen and see what you think.
Sometimes at night, when I'm all alone, the sounds of the day fade away. Alone in my room with my memories, the winds of yesterday. Cotton fields of white, the fragrance of magnolias ride the breeze, and that little two-room school where I learned the golden rule, when the winds of yesterday blow.
give to turn the clock back 50 years. I go to bed in Frisco, wake up in L.A. Brand new scene around me each and every day. Boxcar is my bedroom, the rail's my lullaby. And I'm gonna be a hobo till the day I die. Let the train roll on, let the miles fly by. Let the train roll on, be a hobo till I die. Up in Buffalo, brand new friends around me everywhere I go. Boxcar is my bedroom, rails they sing my song, and I'm gonna be a hobo, just keep moving on. Let the train roll on, let the miles fly by. Let the train roll on, be a hobo till I die.
Travels are not over. There's lots more that
to see. Every day's a new adventure, and I thank the Lord for letting me be free. When I hop aboard a boxcar and hear that mighty engine start to roar, you know, big or small, I'll see you all from a boxcar door. Yeah, big or small, I'll see you all from a boxcar door. Took everything but the train. Well, give me your hats and give me your coats. Give me your pocket change. Give me your furs and give me your jewels. Taking everything but the dingo train. Taking everything but the train. When Jesse James was a very young man, Jesse James robbed trains. When Jesse James was on the job, he took everything but the dingo train. Took everything but the train. James, tell all your kids when you're gray and old, he took everything except the dingo train. He took everything but the train. Cause when Jesse James was a very young man, Jesse James robbed trains. When Jesse James was on the job, he took everything but the dingo train. Took everything but the train.
Well, I hope that puts you in the mood for Back Porch Harmony. It doesn't get much older than what Boxcar Willie does here. And that was Jesse James, robbed trains, and then through a boxcar door, Hobo Till I Die, and Winds of Yesterday. Wow, what a bunch of good songs. You know, I can relate, as I mentioned before, because my dad, well, it was before I was born, of course, hopped the freights during the Depression in Missouri and hoboed all the way to Minnesota. And there's more to the story, but I'll catch that later. This is Member Appreciation Week, and thank you, all you members. And I invite you non-members to become a member by going to KAXE.com to get more information about that. So, you know that Back Porch Harmony, as we call it, is our longest-running program that KAXE, KBXE has ever had. And because of that, I want to recognize a few of my favorite, few of my listeners. And I would say that Brian Lantis, the whole world's going to know that you have a birthday today. And Joanne and Rusty from Emily, Bryce and Mary, Sam, Katie, and Jeff, Don and Betty Scoglin, Mike Tower, John and Eileen Lundgren, Bob and Denise, and the Martini 8 game, and the gang from Conk House on Birch Lake. And good luck to the young lady that's having surgery here on the 5th of November. And then, of course, a new listener to me was Odessa, Paul Taylor, Steve Moyer, Howard and Susan, John and Mary Jo, and Dennis Jerome. Oh, my gosh. I think during the first couple of songs, my phone in the other room pinged about 10 times. So they either like it or they don't. But we're going to continue playing here. But know that we receive support from the McKnight Foundation. And we also receive support for this program from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the Upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more from sanfordhealth.com. I'm going to have a song here for Dave Peterson and one of my old sweethearts, Joan Downen, here in just a couple minutes. So hang on.
Is a little too heavy, honey, for my size, honey, for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go? It's a long way to Harlem and a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Tombstone, hider number nine coal, hider number nine coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go?
Hey, Dave and Joan, this is an old Towns Van Sant. Van Sant song for you guys.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Well, the night's for a long.
All right, this next one's for my birthday boy, Brian.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you. A solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
The tears that have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring.
Porter and Dolly, If Teardrops Were Pennies. Lonesome River Band, Fireball Mail. Steve and Anna Wood, If I Needed You. Tony Rice, 9 Pound Hammer. Tom Daniel on KBXE, KAXE. And you know what follows me today would be the history of jazz from 12 to 1, 1 to 2, Native Lights, 2 to 3, Cheryl's, 3 to 4, Minnesota Mixtape. Then at 6 o'clock, we're having a kid's green cheese. That ought to be fun. And 4 to 7 is On the River, probably 4 to 6. And then 7 to 9 is the regular green cheese. And 9 till closing is KAXE After Dark. Well, I promise next month that I'll address and notify or note some of your other people here. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned. Stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. Now, this next group of songs, it's going to be Guy Clark, Ernest Tubb, Osborne Brothers, Merle Haggard, Patti Loveless. And the first song is by Guy Clark. And I don't know if you people don't know Guy Clark. You should research him on the Wikipedia or whatever. Any of these people that you don't recognize or know, do that. And I wish you were sitting here with me. We could sing along and tap our toes and just have a great time. And I have to do it all by myself. So this Randall Knife, I can kind of relate because as a kid, somehow I wound up with a new pocket knife and my mom took me up from St. James to Minneapolis and wouldn't you know it, I cut off Aunt Anne's flowers with my new knife. So don't do that. Here we go.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. And if a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. And only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. While the knife was made for darker things, you could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word once. There it slept, and there it stayed for 20 some odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40. I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Oh, I'd cried for every lesser thing, whiskey, pain, beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So he took his ashes out to sea, poured them off the stern, and then threw the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, oh, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. Oh, I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Okay, Odessa, my new listener, here's an old Ernest Tubbs song for you, gal. How about this one? Well, what we doing here? Something wrong. So hang tight. This happens.
Suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her another story, another time, another place. So no regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. Yes, it hurts me, 'cause I lost out in the race. But someday this hurting's gonna leave me. Another story, another time, another place. One day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her another story, another time, another place.
This next song is from Miss Emily, or better known as Susie and Franny Jr.
There's a long line of mourners coming down our street. Their fancy cars sad to see. They're all of your rich friends that you knew in the city. Now they finally brought you back to me. Thank you. crashed that night. The race on the highway, the curve nobody seen. Now you're riding in that long black limousine. When you left home, you told me that someday you'd be returning. With a fancy car for the whole town to see. Well, everybody's watching now. I guess you could say that you finally got your dream. You're riding in that long black limousine. Through tears I watched as you ride by. With a chauffeur at the wheel, dressed up so fine. Oh, I'll never love another. My heart and all my dreams ride with you in that long limousine. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my
up this shack. Come on now, children, have mama get packed. We're heading up north and we ain't coming back. We're busted. We're busted. Yes, we're busted. We're heading up north and we ain't coming back. We're busted.
You had Patti Loveless, Busted. Merle Haggard, Long Black Limousine, Osborne Brothers, Arkansas, Ernest Tubb, Another Story, and Guy Clark with the Randall Knife. And yeah, I did lose my knife over that. And I think you can tell that I'm not real good at multitasking. Only you get good music, but you also get a screw up now and then. Well, we received support from, well, no, it doesn't. It says, do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70? And a half years old, supporting KAXE Future is easy. Ask your financial planner or advisor to set up charitable IRA distribution to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. We do need donations badly all the time here now since our funds got cut. So feel free to do that. And I'd like to acknowledge some of the small towns that might be listening today. And that would be Red Lake, Gully, Squaw Lake, Deer River, Shovel Lake, Outing, and Emily. And you know that November 28th of 1925, the first broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry occurred. So November 28th, 2025 will be a 100-year anniversary. So we're going to keep playing and enjoy them.
As a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train just hauled it away.
Company come with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land, and they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all down as the progress of man.
So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
float down the Green River and let my soul roll around up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away.
Well, it was 3 years ago today that I lost my dear wife, COVID and whatever else. So I have a song for her, and I hope she enjoys it. Here you are, Joyce.
It won't be the same with her gone. There's a place on the hill that's peaceful and still, where she'll sleep beside Daddy again. The old family tree is shedding its leaves, but we'll all meet
my dear wife was an angel. Well, here's one that is for Bryce and Mary. We talked about it.